This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And today, this is a very special episode because it's our 1,000th show. Yeah, we've hit quadruple figures. The very first edition of Seems Like Old Times was May 6th, 2006, and here we are some 19 years later, raising the banner signifying our 1,000th program. Yeah, we're celebrating by reminiscing, playing some of our favorite artists and songs. We're having a few simple refreshments, some caviar, champagne, taking congratulatory calls from world leaders. Yeah, we're just keeping it low-key. You know us, we're not extravagant around here. All right, let's get things going here in hour number two, and we have to play something by Glenn Miller. And this one's always been special to me because we played it in my high school concert band. Here's Tuxedo Junction. Glenn Miller's cover of Erskine Hawkins' Tuxedo Junction. The Hawkins original, great on its own, had a more jaunty feel to it, but Miller took the tune, along with his arranger Jerry Gray, and made the tempo much slower. The dynamic changes, slowly building to that strong finish with that run of triplets, played by John Bess, Clyde Hurley, R.D. Mickey McMickle, and Lee Knowles. That was a smash, a 9-week number one for Glenn Miller, making a whole lot of money for its songwriters, Hawkins, along with Bill Johnson and Julian Dash. We're playing favorites today because it's our 1,000th episode, so we've dropped the format and we're spinning some of our all-time cherished tunes. like this one by Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love,
it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love,
it's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's phony, it's plain to see how happy I would be if you believed.
From the summer of 45, Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys, It's Only a Paper Moon. The Delta Rhythm Boys were a quintet, but only a vocal quartet. Lee Gaines was the bass. At that time, Carl Jones was first tenor, second tenor, Traverse Crawford, and the baritone was Kelsey Farr. Their fifth member was the non-singing but outstanding pianist and arranger, Renee DeKnight. We're celebrating our 1,000th show today, and you can't have a party without Dean Martin.
Here we sit enjoying the shade.
Hey, brother, pour the wine.
Drink the drink that I have made.
Hey, brother, pour the wine.
Tell you why the day is sunny. I'm in love with lips of honey. Will you see the way she walks? Hey, brother, pour the wine. She is coming here to stay.
Hey, brother, pour the wine.
I have waited for the day.
Hey, brother, pour the wine.
She writes of love in every letter. Others have tried, but I will get her. When you see the way she walks, hey, brother, pour the wine. What is life? What is spring? What are all the stars that shine? Love, my friend, is everything, and love will soon be mine. Pour it as quickly as you can.
Hey, brother, pour the wine.
Pour it quickly once again.
Hey, brother, pour the wine.
She's here at last, my one and only. Goodbye, friends, and don't be lonely. When you see the way she walks,
hey, brother, pour the wine.
Blink your eyes and love has passed. Hey, brother, pour the wine. Hers was never meant to last. Hey, brother, pour the wine. She introduced me to no, my friends, he's not her brother. I will miss the way she walks. Hey, brother, pour the wine.
Pour the wine, pour the wine. Hey, brother, pour the wine. Pour the wine.
Here's Dean Martin. Hey, brother, pour the wine. A song written by Ross Bagdasarian. You know him best as David Seville of the Chipmunks. That's right. And Dean recorded that in 1954 with the Dick Stabile Orchestra. Well, from a fun guy in the past to a fun guy in the present, a crooner who's embraced the big bands along with the easy listening sound. Really like this singer. From Germany, it's Tom Gabel. Here's his cover of Music to Watch Girls By.
Boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene, which is the name of the game. Watch a guy, watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down, and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk, with tender loving care. It's keeping track of the fact, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. It happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk, with tender loving care. It's keeping track of the fact, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. La 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 la.
Music to Watch Girls By, a hit for the Bob Crew generation in 1964, but given new life in 2010 by Tom Gabel, one of our performing now all-stars that we had to include for this 1,000th program of Seems Like Old Times. This is the 1,000th edition of Seems Like Old Times. Yes, they stand and cheer for us today. And this segment will be a tribute to a few people who were inspirational to me and were the foundation for me to start this program back in 2006. And they were all radio guys. The first to have a big influence on me was Chuck Cecil. He was the host of the syndicated program The Swingin' Years. I was a big radio listener as a kid, loved scanning the dial, finding ball games and different personalities and music shows. Well, on Sunday nights, I was able to hear the music of the big band era on The Swingin' Years. The program aired on one of the big 50,000-watt stations. And as I mentioned earlier, I was in the band in high school, played saxophone, so I had an appreciation for the music. And for part of the show, Chuck would have a little countdown from that week of a selected year. It wasn't as extensive as we do here, but that's where the idea was planted. And years later, I had a phone conversation with Chuck Cecil. His show was no longer syndicated, but he was still doing the program at a radio station in Long Beach, California. And I was able to tell him how important his show was and the formation of mine. And he was very appreciative. Well, Chuck's theme song, which I would hear every Sunday night, naturally became a favorite of mine. It's The Mole by the Harry James Orchestra. From 1942, Harry James and his orchestra and The Mole, a song that was based on a character in the Dick Tracy comic books, and was also the theme song for the Swingin' Years and host Chuck Cecil. Another influence for me was a co-worker and friend, Peter DeLuca. He went by the air name of Peter Dillon. We worked together at WAZR Radio in Woodstock, Virginia. Oh, he was such a fun guy. We had great times together. And in the mid-90s, he helped bring back the big band music to the Shenandoah Valley. Now, he did a very popular weekday morning show, and then I would keep it going with a Saturday morning program. And I picked up a lot of knowledge about the big bands and jazz and the standards from him. Boy, that was a great radio station with outstanding ratings, especially for a standards format, and a very loyal audience. And initially, the plan for the show was for Peter and I to do it together. Yeah, the working title was Singers and Swingers, and we actually did a demo in 1999. But he wound up retiring and moving away from the area. So, the show sat on the back burner for me for another 7 years. And when I finally did get the show going and started gaining stations, he was thrilled for me and very supportive as always. And of course, Peter had his theme song. It was The Great Frenesy from Marty Shaw. Thank you. From 1940, Artie Shaw and Frenesy. For my old pal Peter DeLuca, a.k.a. Peter Dillon. And one final salute, it's another host of a syndicated program, Don Kennedy. For many years, he was heard around the country on Big Band Jump. I spoke with Don a number of times over the years, and it was always great to speak with him about music and the radio business. And as I was preparing to launch the program, I sent a demo to Don, and his enthusiastic response was all I needed to know that the program had potential. So this one's for Don Kennedy, his theme for Big Band Jump. It's the Count Basie Orchestra and the Kid from Red Bank. By Neil Hefti, and that was the Count Basie Orchestra from 1958 and the Kid from Red Bank. A tip of the cap to Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, as well as Peter DeLuca and Chuck Cecil, the three men who helped to get me here today, the 1,000th episode of Seems Like Old Times. Back on Seems Like Old Times, I'm Craig Orndorff, and today it is show number 1,000. It's crazy to think that we've done that many shows. We started on the 6th of May in 2006. Wow. Oh, a text is coming in. Oh, it's a voice text. Let's give it a listen.
Congratulations to Seems Like Old Times on its 1,000th show. Keep up the great work.
Well, no name attached, but it sounds like somebody familiar, and I wonder how he pulled that off. Well, if it was who it sounded like, we better play one of his records. Here's a good one.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. Safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is
to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. Cause nice and easy does it every time. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. Cars, nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man says one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy.
There's Sinatra with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, 1960s, Nice and Easy. Well, we've been celebrating the music today, which is only natural for our 1,000th show. That's what we focus on. But another important component of the show are the sound clips we use from days gone by. All the news actualities, radio, TV, movies. We really enjoy that taste of yesteryear, and I know you do too.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air. President Roosevelt has just announced.
Back of throws. There's a long pass. It's going to be, I believe. The Giants run the pellet. The Giants run the pellet. The Giants run the pellet. The Giants run the pellet.
That old soldiers never die. They just fade away.
You got about as much chance of stampeding that herd as
you have of finding them girls alive by raiding into them. I say we do it my way, Ethan, and that's an order.
Yes, sir. But if you're wrong, don't ever give me another.
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast from Grover's Mill.
What's a big say? What's a big idea? Chasing my worm. You're a cat, son. Cats don't eat worms. You're taking the food right out of my mouth. I don't go around chasing mice. Stand up, boy. You're tripping over your own feet.
You like Ike. I like Ike. Everybody likes Ike.
For president.
I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
What a thrill to take the wheel of a rocket Oldsmobile.
The Japanese have accepted our terms fully. That is the word we have just received from the White House in Washington, and I didn't expect to hear a celebration here in our newsroom in New York, but you can hear one going on behind me.
Don't make a move. This is a stick-up.
What?
You heard me.
Mister, put down that gun.
Shut up. Now, come on. Your money or your life? Look, Bud, I said your money or your life.
I'm thinking it over.
No. He's looking at you, kid.
Oh, just a very tiny sampling of the clips that we've played over the years. That just helps to enhance our trip down memory lane every weekend here on Seems Like Old Times. Now, just about every week on the show, we have a theme as well, and that's always a fun study, and I think my favorites are the seasonal collections. Yeah, in fact, our summertime specials are just a few weeks away, and a couple of times every year, we break out the comedy records for a few laughs. And here's one that comes from that section. It's Phil Harris doing Row, Row, Row.
Young Johnny Jones, he had a cute little boat, and all the girlies he would take for a float. He had girlies on the shore, sweet little peaches by the score. But Johnny was a Weisenheimer, you know. His steady girl was Flo. And every Sunday afternoon, she'd jump in his boat and they would spoon. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up that river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her then, he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. He'd fool around and then he'd kiss again. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up that river he would row. Oh, 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 oh. Then he'd drop both his oas, take a few more encores. And then he'd row, row, row. In Johnny's boat he had a cute little seat, and every kiss he stole from Flo was so sweet. And he knew just how to row. Johnny was a rowing Romeo. He knew an island where the trees were so grand. He knew just where to land. And tales of love he'd tell to Flo until it was time for them to go. And then he'd row, row, row. On up that river he would row so slow. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when. He'd fool around, and then he'd ng again. And then he'd row, row, row. On up that river he would row, just he and Flo. Then her head on his chest, he'd take a few measures rest. And then he'd row, 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 just he and Florence. Row, row, row right into heaven. Row, row, he had no Johnson Motors, so Johnny and Flo would row, row, row.
Phil Harris and his orchestra from 1949, Row, Row, Row. You know, we're a big fan of the singing groups around here. From time to time, we've focused on the singing combos, whether they be all male, all female, or a mixture. And they'll often be on the countdowns as well. We just love those harmonies. And I think my favorite might be these guys, the Ames Brothers.
It only hurts for a little while. That's what they tell me. That's what they say. It only hurts for a little while. Then all your heartache will pass away. It's so easy to be smart with somebody else's heart, but I don't know how to start forgetting you. What can I do? It only hurts for a little while. That's what they tell me. Just wait and see. But I will hurt till you come back to me. To be smart with somebody else's heart, but I don't know how to start forgetting you. What can I do? It only hurts for a little while. That's what they tell me. Just wait and see. But I will hurt till you come back to me.
Those are the Ames brothers, Ed, Vic, Joe, and Gene. That was It Only Hurts for a Little While from 1956. The Ames brothers making our grand show today, and we mean it, episode number 1000 of Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times, episode 1000. Yeah, finishing up 1K, and since we're in the final segment, get out the champagne, yes indeed, and fill up those glasses. Hey, can we get the fireworks going again? Yeah, that's the spirit. Hey, want to remind you about the website. It is oldtimesradio.com. You can go there, get all of our information, our show schedule, list of affiliates, and of course, the Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows on demand. You can follow us on Facebook and X, and our email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, a few more favorites before we close up shop on this special edition. And I've said it before, this is one of the great dancing songs of all time, if not the best. I could listen to it every day. Here is the Percy Faith Orchestra and theme from A Summer Place. Percy Faith and his orchestra with the theme from A Summer Place, a big smash from 1960. And one more performing now artist, a friend of the show, it's Jane Monheit, who we've been able to interview a few times and also get out to a few of her shows over the years. And this is one of her best performances, doing Moon River.
After the sea.
Jane Monheit with Moon River from her 2007 album, Surrender. And now the final song for our special get-together, this collector's edition of Seems Like Old Times. And of course, it has to be the song that's the inspiration for this show's name. And doing the honor, Vaughn Monroe. Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra with the Norton Sisters and Seems Like Old Times, a top 10 song from 1946. Well, that's it. We've done it. Show number 1000 is in the books. Thanks for being here, everybody, and thanks for coming each and every week. If you weren't here, there'd be no reason for me to do this show, and it's great knowing that you're out there, and it's always wonderful to get correspondence from you, and I'm going to keep right on doing it, giving you the best show I can, and I hope we get to celebrate 2,000 shows. Well, that would put us at about August of 2044. I'm going to mark that on my calendar. Well, again, thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you again next week. And this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.